In one of the rarest stories in college basketball history, Will Wade is returning to Baton Rouge to coach LSU nearly 4 years after being fired.
Wade, who led the Tigers to 3 NCAA tournament appearances and an SEC title during his first stint in Baton Rouge, has reportedly agreed to a 7-year deal with LSU. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says
he's going to have maybe $13 million to get some new players.
Gilbo expects Wade to make an immediate impact at LSU after leading NC State to a 20-14 record this season.
I think you'll see much improved team drastically in one season.
I'm Andre Champon.
The National Hurricane Center is rolling out new graphics. In years past, watches and warnings were only indicated in coastal areas. This year, they will be shown in inland areas as well. Deputy Director Jamie Rome says there are new colors for certain types of warning, including one for simultaneous tropical storm warning and hurricane watch.
With these bright colors on there, one can easily see that the impacts are bigger and larger than the cone itself.
Universities could permanently ban a student organization if a hazing incident results in a student's death under legislation heading to the House floor. The proposal is in response to the death of Southern University student Caleb Wilson, who died in 2025 after he was repeatedly punched in the chest during an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb's mother, Urania Wilson.
Caleb was a God-fearing child, and he was just a sweet young man. He was smart, and his life was cut short, and it should not have been.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane.